This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday was National Coming Out Day, and DC Comics announced that Superman is bisexual. And Superman, the new Superman in their comics, the latest series of Superman issue, Son of Kal-El, he is 17 years old, and the Superman is now the son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane. So I guess the new Superman is a Clark Kent. It's John Kent. And he is 17 years old, and, they really like to make the superheroes younger, like Spider-Man, things like that, because obviously you can't have a 40, 50-year-old, somebody that the kids think is a boomer, I guess take that role. And even though a lot of adults like comic books and they like to follow the stories, their audience is younger. So that's why they make the superheroes younger. Now, why is there a relationship? I've always wondered why there's relationships with superheroes. Remember when Clark Kent started to date Lois Lane? That was the worst part of the movies. I didn't want to see a love story. I wanted to see action. They always do that with all these stories. They always have to have a love story. Why do all these heroes have to have a love story? I don't get it. I thought the Clark Kent Lois Lane part was absolutely boring. Well, I guess to keep in line with the theme, these superheroes have love interests. So John Kent's love interest is Jay Nakamura. Now, this was announced by DC Comics. Jay Nakamura in the comic series is a refugee from Gomorrah, and he's also a hacktivist. Now, Jay apparently supports the Man of Steel, even helps him in his work. So he's not considered a sidekick, he's considered a partner. And I guess Jay is a journalist. But unlike Lois Lane, so they're still trying to keep the journalist love interest there, because I think, obviously, people have to be kind of interested in, journalists are very curious people. Yeah, I know every now and then you guys hear me go, I don't care. But I do care. I'm very interested in events and things like that. So they make Superman's love interest a journalist. But what's interesting is Jay is not going to be in that, person in distress role. Like Lois Lane was a damsel in distress. They're not going to do that to Jay. And so according to IGN, DC Comics has worked to increase the LGBTQ representation. And according to writer Tom Taylor, he said, over the years in this industry, it probably won't surprise you to hear, he says, I have queer characters and storylines rejected. I felt like I was letting down people I loved every time this happened. He goes, but we are in a much more welcome place today than we were 10 or even 5 years ago. He says, when I was asked if I wanted to write a new Superman with a new number one for the DC Universe, I knew replacing Clark with another straight white savior would be a real opportunity missed. He says, I've always said everyone needs heroes and everyone deserves to see themselves in their heroes. Today, Superman, the strongest superhero on the planet, is coming out. Now, this isn't the first time a superhero has come out as non-straight. In March, Marvel released the newest Captain America, Aaron Fisher, who is homosexual. He was included in the United States of Captain America comic book miniseries. Now, I haven't been following Captain America too much, but I guess Captain America, you could have multiple Captain Americas. And so Captain America, Steve Rogers was, I guess, in the series. But then there was also Aaron Fisher, who I believe became the new Captain America. You guys will probably know more than I. And according to Rolling Stone, they say Marvel didn't unveil its first gay character until 1992 with North Star. In the decades that followed, more LGBTQ characters have appeared in the comic universe, including the X-Men hero Iceman in 2015. So many superheroes out there are gay, straight, bisexual. Loki. Marvel's Loki is supposed to be bisexual. Harley Quinn, bisexual. And then Robin. I think Robin came out. Batman and Robin. That was a few months back. So, you know, I totally understand, you know, wanting to have heroes that don't fit just one stereotype and just one demographic. But what I'm really confused about is why does there have to be the love interest? You know, same thing with Raiders of the Lost Ark. I thought Indiana Jones did great. I didn't want to see him, and I forget what the girl's name was. I'm trying to think what her name was. Anyway, I didn't care about seeing that. I don't need to see the love story. Is that just me? I mean, do all superheroes have to have a love interest? It's one of those things where, you know, I grew up with Superman, and I get that there's good versus evil, and, you know, they were bad, you know, monsters, and Superman had to go and, you know, fight for the good, and he had to be a moral, and I get how kids aspire to that, you know, but when it comes to relationships and who you love, that has to have been very frustrating for people to, you know, look at Superman and go, okay, well, it looks like I got to end up with somebody like Lois Lane. You kind of put a lot of pressure on a young kid. And they're like, but I don't want to be with a woman like that or somebody like that. And no offense to Lois Lane. It's just, you know, I don't know. And so here you are. You're trying to put this image of what you want people to be and, you know, what a superhero is. But then you take that whole big sort of ideal concept and then you confine them to a love interest that doesn't really make a lot of sense to us kids. And I would just say, get rid of the love interest. Straight, gay, I don't care. We don't want to see our superheroes. But I don't know. That's just me. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Sorry, we're having some Facebook Live issues. Apparently they changed the whole format, so now we're all upside down and sideways, and I just got to figure out what the heck's going on. But we'll get there. So some of you guys want us to figure out what the heck is going on when it comes to aspirin. So we've been telling our dads and our grandpas and our grandmas for decades, you got to take an aspirin a day. An aspirin a day keeps the doctor away. And I remember going to medical school, going, wait a second, don't you want me around? Like, no, an aspirin a day will keep the doctor away. An apple a day will keep the doctor away. Now people say a roach a day will keep the doctor away. So, fine, you guys don't like us doctors. I get it. But what was very interesting with aspirin use is when I was in school, they would say, all right, we're doing the aspirin, but we have to be careful because as I eat, food comes in between my teeth. is that we have to be careful because it could cause a GI bleed. People could bleed when they take an aspirin. And I'm like, that's just little bitty, bitty, bitty baby aspirin. But when I would see people come in with a GI bleed, it's scary stuff. So they would have, you know, they might start out with some black stool. And they go, huh, man, maybe I have a little ulcer. You know, maybe I had a spicy taco or something. And once you saw black stool, and I still tell you guys this, if your stool is black, I don't know if that's something chronic from just a little tiny bitty ulceration or if that means you're about to turn on like a faucet. And so, you know, you evaluate the heart rate, you look for signs of anemia, you could do a blood test. But when somebody comes in saying, look, I've never had this before and all of a sudden my stool is black, I'm sending you to the ER because I think you're having a GI bleed. Now, many of those people were taking aspirin. Now, we're supposed to be taking aspirin. I mean, we were told back then to take an aspirin. Well, over the last few years, especially if you've been listening to my show, we've been getting bits and pieces from the American Academy of Cardiology, from the USPSTF, saying, okay, you know, let's maybe rethink this. So today, the task force has issued a draft recommendation statement on aspirin. Hey, it's exciting in medical radio. I know you guys are like, really? You know, can't we talk about DC Comics again? No, we need to talk about some health news. So this is the United States Preventative Services Task Force recommendation. This is exciting stuff, people. Oh, doctors are like all buzzing. They're like, oh my gosh, did you see the new task force recommendations? Like, oh yeah, did you? I mean, everybody's kind of... You know, I thought we'd be talking more about the Ravens win yesterday, coming from behind from a 22-9, you know, deficit to winning yesterday by six. I thought that was fantastic. Go Lamar Jackson. But no, we're going to be talking about aspirin. So, as of today, the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force has posted a draft recommendation statement on aspirin use to prevent heart disease and stroke, also known as cardiovascular disease. People age 40 to 59 who are at higher risk for cardiovascular disease and do not have a history of heart disease should decide with their clinician whether or not to start taking aspirin. That's a C grade. And we've talked about the grade recommendations. People age 60 or older should not start taking aspirin for heart disease and stroke prevention. Now, what you and your doctor decide is solemn. That's what goes. But they're saying, based on new evidence that the 2016 task force recommendation is now recommended that once people turn 60, they should not consider starting to take aspirin because the risk of bleeding cancels out the benefits of preventing heart disease. The latest information also shows a closer balance of benefits and harms that previously understood for people in their 50s that started aspirin as young as 40 may have some benefit. So this isn't, okay, if you're taking an aspirin because you have a history of heart disease, okay, that's, you talk to your doctor, that's something that is medically warranted. But we're talking about, I just want to prevent heart disease. I just want to take some aspirin just, you know, for poops and giggles to prevent a heart attack from happening. They're saying no. And let me tell you something, because, you know, some of you are like, look, I don't want to get the heart attack. I'll take my risk with the GI bleed. I'm telling you right now, my father took a daily aspirin once a day. He still dropped dead of a widowmaker. So he still had a heart attack. So, I mean, if I thought the aspirin preventatively was going to help you, I would say get on it. I'd be on it myself. But having seen people with GI bleeds, I get a little nervous from that. And so we go by the USPSTF because they're kind of the parents, you know, that give the guidance. And, you know, we as doctors are like, okay, you know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, we'll do it. So daily aspirin use could help prevent heart attacks and strokes for some young people, but it can also potentially cause serious harms like internal bleeding. So this is why they do not want you to start taking it. But you should have a conversation with your doctor. As always, with anything medical, please talk to your doctor. Right? This USPSTF is looking at a broad population. You know, if your doctor is like, I just got this feeling with you that these tests aren't right, and you got something going on, and I want you on the aspirin, and I'll watch you for GI bleed, that's between you and your doctor. Your doctor knows you more than anybody else. I mean, as long as you're going to the doctor. But if it's a brand new doctor that you're just calling on the phone, right, who's out of state, maybe not. So they say the latest evidence is clear. Starting a daily aspirin regimen in people who are 6 years older to prevent their first heart attack or stroke is not recommended. However, this task force recommendation is not for people already taking aspirin for a previous heart attack or stroke. They should continue to do so. So, you know, people are like, what the heck is the deal? You know, why are we so big on aspirin? Well, because, you know, we like the inhibition of platelet function. So if you're going to, let's say, have a heart attack, it's not so much that your artery goes from 60 to 70 to 80 to 100, and then now it's blocked. How heart attacks a lot of times happen is you have these plaques that are along the arteries. And the plaques along the arteries will sometimes break off, and they'll tear the intima lining. Well, whenever you have a boo-boo, what happens? Well, your clotting factors, your platelets come into play, the thrombocytes. And so if you have an intima tear, because it's kind of like, you know, like when you pick a scab, you bleed. That could happen kind of internally with your coronary arteries when you have a plaque full of cholesterol, calcium, fats, debris. So, glucose. So when that plaque breaks, it tears the intima lining. Well, you end up then getting these platelets to come in and try to fix it. Well, when the platelets come in, you know, they're like, all right, you know, out of the way, nothing to see here, we're all here. And then they kind of stand around, you know, like the manhole in New York City, and they're all kind of standing around looking at it. No, no, no. All of a sudden, then it blocks. So this is how these heart attacks happen so abruptly, because the platelets jump into play. You got a loose, you know, plaque. Maybe the piece of plaque leaves, travels, goes up to the brain. Who knows what happens? But you end up forming this clot. And when you form this clot, boom, nothing gets through. These blood cells don't get through. So what aspirin does is it inhibits the platelets. Now, that might be fine in terms of, you know, dealing with an active heart attack, or, you know, if you're very high risk or you've had a previous heart attack. But if you're a healthy person and you're inhibiting platelets, well, a lot of things irritate the stomach lining. And a lot of people are at risk for forming ulcers. So starting to have a bleed, that can be very dangerous. And so, you know, I get the recommendations. In fact, the American Cardiology Association, hold on a second, this happened a couple years ago, the American College of Cardiology had basically said that low-dose aspirin might be considered for primary prevention in those that are higher risk, but not at increased bleeding risk. Now, this was 2019, and they didn't want aspirin to be used for primary prevention if you were over 70. So what makes today different? Well, it's the USPSTF, and it's now a 60-year-old recommendation. So for those of you guys in your 60s, go and look. I have no risk factor at all whatsoever. Talk to your doctor. Don't take anything that, you know, is online. Talk to your doctor, because if your doctor's like, I don't trust, by the way, what puts you at risk for heart disease? Well, if you've had a family history, that counts as heart disease. If you're a male over 40, if you're a female who's menopausal or over 50, that puts you at risk for heart disease. If you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if you have high cholesterol, if you aren't very active, if you're overweight, if you have a lot of stress, if you're very short, those are things that could put you at risk for heart disease. If you smoke, excessive alcohol use, they think at least half of U.S. adults are at some risk. I think it's more than that, to be honest. So talk to your doctor, but they are making the recommendation now to not have people over 60 take preventative aspirin. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Southwest Airlines CEO Gary Kelly says operations are slowly returning to normal on Tuesday. This comes after the Texas-based airline canceled more than 2,000 flights from Saturday through Monday. When it comes to vaccines or vaccine mandates, Kelly tells CNBC he's no fan of them.
I've never been in favor of corporations imposing that kind of a mandate. I'm not in favor of that, never have been. But the executive order from President Biden mandates that all federal employees and then all federal contractors, which covers all the major airlines, have to have a mandate and a vaccine in place by December the 8th.
Gas prices continuing to rise. AAA's survey finding the national average for a price of regular is up to $3.28 a gallon. This is USA Radio News. As Democrats work on passing what they believe is meaningful legislation, infighting continues, as we hear from Brad Bernards in the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau.
The 2020 midterm elections and the very real possibility that Democrats could be swept from the House majority are hanging over the bitter political fight within the party over President Biden's domestic agenda. The centrist House Democrats, representing swing districts who see their seats as providing Democrats with their majority, say progressives are being short-sighted and selfish by holding up a vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill they could tout as a major victory back home. If Democrats do lose the House, these lawmakers suggest it will be the fault of liberal colleagues who have little to fear themselves in next year's midterms.
The Las Vegas Raiders are looking for a new coach as John Gruden resigned late Monday night after inappropriate emails surfaced from 2011. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, Jonathan wants me to talk about the Raiders because I'm in Vegas. Okay, really quickly, I don't know if you guys were watching the Ravens game yesterday, and in the middle of the Ravens game, we heard that Coach John Gruden was going to resign as head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. I keep saying L.A. Raiders because that's where, when I was in L.A., there were L.A. Raiders, and then there were Oakland Raiders, and now they're the Las Vegas Raiders. And so head coach John Gruden resigned after, I guess, tons of emails that had comments that were homophobic, misogynistic, racist comments were apparently revealed. And even though he had signed a 10-year, $100 million deal in 2018 to return to the Raiders, he had coached them from 1998 to 2001. Right now, the remainder of his deal is going to be voided. Now, some people are like, how come now? Why didn't this come up years ago if these emails were from 10 years ago? Well, apparently there was an investigation of 650,000 emails by the NFL. And the NFL is currently probing the workplace culture of the Washington football team. And so the Wall Street Journal had reported a couple days ago that Gruden had wrote some pretty bad things, I don't want to say on air, had insulted Roger Goodell and had a reference to the Rams hiring Michael Sam, the first openly gay player drafted by the NFL, had criticized Barack Obama, had criticized Joe Biden, calling him, you know, a bad name, which, I mean, a lot of people call him the bad name, but obviously it's something that is not something I could say on air. And then, of course, Damaris Smith, he had made a comment that was very inappropriate and racist. Sorry. I have to sneeze. Sorry. Oh, I just had to sneeze. So, these emails that came out were shocking. I haven't really been following John Gruden's career. I have kind of only recently been following the Raiders as they've moved to Las Vegas. But this was something that really started to tear Vegas apart, started to kind of put the team in a little bit of chaos where you know, team members had to kind of either show their support to their head coach or, denounce things he did. And so Gruden had apologized for his insensitive remarks, saying they were made out of frustration over the 2011 lockout. But apparently a lot of emails had shown that this went beyond just one email. This was multiple. And apparently these emails went public. And we knew this was going to happen, and we knew that Gruden was going to have to, you know, leave. And so this topic is going to be obviously huge in the news in terms of how, you know, people to blatantly, you know, say things in an email that are completely, not acceptable in society. But on the flip side, is somebody allowed to repent? Is somebody allowed to say they're sorry? What they did 10 years ago was inappropriate, and do they get forgiven and get to keep their job? So there is a lot of debate as to whether this, you know, was did the punishment fit the crime? And so I think we're going to get more details as the days ensue about all the things that you know had come out, but it seemed like one thing I'm noticing, and again, I don't know much about John Gruden, and I apologize, I'm really up on sports, but not to the degree where I could say I know him personally. But one thing I do notice in life is when somebody does, I guess, something, you have those where it's a one-off, and then you have those where it's repeated. And so it sounds like this was kind of, based on his emails, kind of a repetitive thing in terms of using these terms. And, I mean, it blows my mind that somebody would put that in writing. And even 10 years ago, I mean, I know people talked inappropriately back in the 40s and in the 50s and all that, but, I mean, we're talking, 2011, we weren't really using that language was never appropriate. And so, I understand people don't like Roger Goodell. I understand there's a lot of criticism. But for something like this, it was apparent that the NFL didn't want him representing, and the Raiders didn't want him representing, you know, a team that is now up and coming and hopefully can make the playoffs. And it's just something that, you know, it's bad. It's just bad. And so many people, when they hear that somebody gets fired for something that was done 10 years ago, it does stir a lot of emotions and it does stir a lot of concern. You know, I think, especially with the Me Too movement, you know, if somebody ever was at a Christmas party and got handsy. I can't tell you how many times somebody had grabbed my butt at a Christmas party. I don't remember who it was. I don't care. But if there was somebody that did care about that sort of behavior and brought it up, that person's life could be ruined. And so, you know, you're like, well, they shouldn't have done that. That was a, you know, and then we have the discussion of, well, what is an appropriate punishment for that? For me, anytime somebody touched me inappropriately or whatever, I would hit him, I'd punch him or call them an idiot, or I'd be really loud about it so they'd be kind of embarrassed that they were a jerk. And then that was it. I finished it there. But, you know, coming back 10, I don't understand why this wasn't addressed back then. So when you see people kind of frustrated and they're like, this should be a slam dunk, he should have been fired, the controversy is surrounding, is he allowed to repent for something 10 plus years ago? And based on the amount of emails and the amount, numbers of times this happened, NFL says no. So that's what's going on there. We'll keep you guys posted. We do have our new assistant coach. Is it have it in front of me. But we have a new interim head coach, and we'll see where it goes. 1-877-DUCK-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, interesting, in UNC Chapel Hill, they've had to cancel classes because they are worried about people committing suicide, and they have a current mental health crisis. So 30,000 students have had their classes canceled as campus police investigated a possible suicide and what they believe was an attempted suicide over the weekend. In a letter to the university, UNC Chancellor Kevin Giskiewicz said that the school was in the middle of a mental health crisis, noting that college-age students carry an increased risk of suicide. The crisis has directly impacted members of our community, they say, especially with the passing of two students on campus in the past month. As chancellor, a professor, and a parent, my heart breaks for all those whose suffering goes unnoticed. So they made today a wellness day, and the classes were canceled. They wanted every student to use this time to rest, to check in with each other during that day, reach out to a friend, classmate, colleague, ask them, how are you doing? And UNC is going to create a special support network starting today throughout the week using their counseling psychological services. It's horrible when you have a student that commits suicide. I haven't had any of my personal students, but I've worked in places where students have committed suicide. It's just, I mean, it's devastating, you know, to the classmates, it's devastating to the faculty, to the family, and, you know, reaching out. A lot of people think if somebody's suicidal, there's nothing you can do. Not entirely, no. There are many people that have been suicidal that have changed their mind because they got support. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical,
Call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're surrounded by too many chemicals. Now, I'm not saying we have to go and live in the wild and live in nature and not use toilet paper, but honestly, we are surrounded by chemicals. And you know how I every now and then have to talk about phthalates? Well, they're back in the news. And they say exposure to chemicals of plastic food containers, toiletries, kids' toys may lead to hundreds of thousands of deaths every year, as researchers believe that phthalates could contribute to up to 107,000 premature deaths among 55 to 65-year-olds in the U.S. Now, they say these findings fuel mounting safety concerns about the harmful effect of the gender-bending chemicals, which can be added to products to make them more flexible or last longer. And phthalates have been considered endocrine disruptors. They can affect your hormones, lead to infertility, obesity, impaired development, and in fact, some countries have limited their use. Now, lead author Dr. Leonardo Tresand from NYU Langone Health in New York City said the study bolsters public health and business cases for reducing or eliminating the use of plastics. He admitted more research would be needed to provide conclusive proof that the chemicals cause early death, as well as the mechanism for how this happens. So he did warn studies of this kind won't happen because they cannot ethically randomize people to be exposed to potentially toxic chemicals. So we use these phthalates to make plastics more durable. We see it in flooring, plastic packaging, garden equipment, our bowls, cups, bottles, things like that. And people consume them every time we eat and drink food that have been in contact with them. We even inhale them. Young children will put toys in their mouth. You know, we'll get them toys that are baby-proof, but they're still putting plastics and stuff in their mouth. Once the chemicals are consumed, they break down. They might leave the body in the urine, which is how we could test, but sometimes they deposit in tissues. So in this one study, they looked at 5,300 adults aged 55 to 64. This had been reported by Daily Mail. And they surveyed them throughout their, activities from 2001 to 2010. Volunteers were asked to provide urine samples so their phthalate levels could be measured. Their information was then linked with mortality rates among the group up to 2015. Those with higher levels of the chemical in their body were more likely to die early from any cause, particularly cardiovascular problems. When extrapolating the findings to the population of Americans aged 55 to 64, they felt that 90 to 107,000 deaths could be attributed to these chemicals. So I believe it. I mean, these phthalates have dibutyl phthalate, benzyl butyl phthalate, disodecyl phthalate, and I really do think we are exposed to just too much. I like eating off of stainless steel or copper, but then you still wonder, you know, what are you taking in? I use a lot of makeup, and, you know, so we have, you know, there's chemicals in those. We're just loaded with chemicals. I woke up this morning, shampoo, conditioner, finishing rinse, soap, brushed my teeth actually before I got in the shower, put on moisturizer, put on foundation, put on eyeliner, put on eyeshadow, topped it off with some blush. Then I ate something that might have had some food coloring in it. I mean, I'm not saying all those are phthalates, but come on. So, you know, by the way, I know there's microwave safe bowls. I still try to avoid microwaving things on plastic. I would just probably recommend, you know, using, I don't know. I sometimes microwave on a paper towel. That's hard to do if it's a slice of pizza. 1-877-DOCDALI. I'm trying, people. 1-877-DOCDALI. I haven't been following the story. What was it? Kamala Harris used actors and actresses as kids. She had a NASA. I think she was doing something for NASA. There was some video, and one of you had asked me to talk about this. I don't have all the details, but apparently there was a video where she was kind of acting herself, going, "You'll get to see the craters on the moon." And I'm like, who is she acting for? Just talk to the kids. Guys, this is cool. This is cool. You'll see the craters of the moon or whatever. But apparently it's been told that some of these are child actors. And I guess one child said that he had to read a monologue for the part. And so the White House insisted on Tuesday that YouTube was responsible for selecting the child actor, so they passed the buck to appear in Vice President Kamala Harris's space video produced by Canadian firm Sinking Ship Entertainment. Well, you know, her reputation is a sinking ship, so is Biden's right now. I think they need to kind of stop with some of this stuff. She has a cabinet-level National Space Council seat, and she was shooting a video at the Naval Observatory. all this was going on while Taliban was taking over Afghanistan. So we don't know how much that of our tax dollars went to paying these child actors who looked like they were interested in what the vice president was saying. She could have very easily spoken to kids without needing actors and actresses, but we're spending a lot of money. Apparently, you could see tons of the steel of the border wall just sitting there. Again, our taxpaying dollars not being used because they stopped the use of the wall. I don't know what's going on. Also in the news, these school board meetings are getting kind of rough. But this was very, very interesting. A Virginia father was apparently dragged out of a Loudoun County school board meeting and arrested for protesting his proposed transgender policies. Now, he said the reason why he was being removed was he was trying to tell the room that his daughter was raped by a boy at school in the girls' bathroom. Scott Smith, on June 22nd, was dragged out of the heated meeting. He's a 48-year-old plumber, and he was ridiculed on social media. People called him deranged, right-wing, but an interview with the Daily Wire that was published yesterday explained he was trying to stick up for his daughter, who was attacked at Stonebridge High School on May 28th by a boy wearing a skirt. He said the boy took advantage of the school's trans policies to get into the girl's bathroom and assaulted her. 2 months after the incident, the boy, who has not been named because he's a juvenile, was arrested for forced sodomy. In October, he was arrested again on different charges, according to Daily Mail, for allegedly assaulting a different girl at a different school. He is now in a juvenile detention center. But Smith said Loudoun County schools went out of their way to protect the child, a sexual predator. The school has not commented. It has been hard, he said, to keep my mouth shut and wait this out. It has been the most powerless thing. Wow. I mean, I think the school board has asked the Biden administration to bring the FBI involved, calling them domestic terrorists. And, you know, if his daughter was raped in a school bathroom, this is a concern. It's a concern. I want people to feel like they could use a bathroom of their choice. But as I've said before, how are you approaching safety issues? Bathrooms are some of the most dangerous places for assault. And so I don't know what the answer is. And so, obviously, he said school staff would tell him they would handle it internally. They chose not to call the police. He was enraged by the decision, challenged them on it. Yeah, you see, I would call the police myself. On the day of the incident, the school told him to come to campus because the daughter was physically assaulted. They did not say she was sexually assaulted. So he had to later find out. And then he ends up in the hospital with his daughter. She went through all the, rape kit, that kind of stuff. But that's pretty, why wouldn't they let people know about this? Because you want to also protect other girls that could have been assaulted in bathrooms. Not because it's so much of policy, but because of predators that could be on campus. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.